No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this January 25th, 2017. I'm David Brown. Thanks so much for spending a bit of your Wednesday with us. A busy news day. Let's get down on it. A whole array of directives today and more coming shortly on matters of national security, borders, and immigration. Many of these likely to have profound effects right here in our backyard. Let's begin with refugees. Texas, the number one state when it comes to taking in asylum seekers, resettling more than any other state, more than 41,000 people, including more than 250 people from war-ravaged Syria, despite Governor Greg Abbott's attempts to stop it. Now hear this. Multiple reports say the White House will slash the number of refugees admitted to the U.S. and suspend admissions from Syria and other Muslim-majority nations until a new policy can be developed for vetting. Other expected moves: a plan to put the Muslim Brotherhood on a list of terrorist groups, orders to crack down on so-called sanctuary cities, but the one that's going to steal the lead on tonight's newscast, Mr. Trump making good to order construction of a wall, is central to his campaign in 2016. Fortifying the border from Texas along the Gulf Coast to El Paso, then on all the way to Tijuana. But there are some roadblocks along the way. First, Congress has to appropriate the funds for a project that could cost anywhere from $14 to $20 billion, depending on whose numbers you believe. Also, close to the hearts of many Texans, the issue of property rights. The move sets up eminent domain showdowns with many ranchers and others in rural Texas. Add to that a constellation of environmental and engineering questions inherent to such a massive project. Dr. Lee Merrill has a unique insight on how this might move forward practically speaking. A longtime resident of the borderlands, at one time a professor at what was then UT Pan American in Brownsville, for 2 years, Merrill chronicled the building of the 752 miles of existing structure for his 2012 book, The Fence. He's now professor at East Carolina University. Welcome to The Standard.
Thank you very much.
You started chronicling efforts to physically create this barrier along the border going back to several years ago in preparation for your book, The Fence. As a practical matter, I suppose it's important to begin with what actually does exist currently. There is a kind of, as you describe in the title of your book, a fence, but you say it's more really like a wall already.
Yes, it's already a wall, and I wrote the book just to discount any kind of interpretation that it is a fence. There's a 752-mile wall, which stretches in parts from Brownsville, Texas, to San Diego, California. And I've been over most of the segments of that are reachable and you can get to. It's as tall as 22, 23 feet high, and it differs and changes according to the terrain.
But I think that something missing in the conversation is a major gap is, from a practical standpoint, again, assuming the wall of the political imagination, if you will, what would it indeed involve in putting up every mile of that new fence or wall, if you will? What's actually involved there?
Well, what I would look at economically is the real cost of it. Is it going to do what it's going to do, and how much is it going to cost? The cost of the old wall that is in place that works fairly well is between $3 and approximately $5 million per mile. That's a wall that was not built on the tops of mountains or not built through marshy lands that are too close to the river. So there have been approximations for about what that would cost, but nobody really knows for sure until they start building it. One of the crucial realities is that in many places you can't get to the border. There are no roads. There is no way to get there to do the building. So you're going to have to put in some infrastructure. You're going to have to haul all the materials. Mm-hmm. And as with the first wall that does exist, that's going to involve the hiring of subcontractors and sub-subcontractors of varying quality. And that's why the wall as it exists today is of varying quality, because there hasn't been a consistent oversight by contract management of the quality of the wall that's now in place.
Is this a project for the Army Corps of Engineers to go in there? Are we talking about hiring an army of private contractors to put up something like this?
Well, that remains to be seen, but I can tell you the way that it was built, and in the old wall was built at a tremendous cost through subcontractors. The Army Corps of Engineers has a track record, and I'm sure you can investigate it yourself, but my point would be that the larger the the larger the organization that builds the wall, the more time that it will take, the less the quality will be that will be there, and the more problematic it will be.
But what we're talking
about, the size of the institution.
But what we're looking at here, if in fact it were to go through as has been described, would be a public works project of it almost seems unprecedented in scale, no?
Yes, I would say I've never seen anything like it.
And
I've never seen anything envisioned like it, and it would certainly take a long, long time to accomplish.
Who comes up with the design plans? Who comes up with, for instance, the determination of what materials to use, that sort of thing?
Well, in the past, it's been a negotiation between the Border Patrol and what they would like, the subcontractors and the politics on the ground in the particular county. For instance, in South Texas, it was a county-by-county decision in some ways. In Brownsville, for instance, that wall is basically an architectural detail. But in other places, it looks more like a prison wall, if you will.
Obviously, this isn't the final word on the wall, but there's a whole lot more about how the wall might be built in The Fence, written by Dr. Lee Merrill. He is a professor at East Carolina University. He lived for 20 years along the Texas border with Mexico. Dr. Merrill, thanks so much for taking time to speak with The Standard today.
Thank you very much.